The three first grade teachers at Broken Arrow Elementary in Shawnee Mission have an idea for how to help kids catch up. It starts with dividing their combined 60 students into six groups for 30 minutes of reading every morning. Reading specialists join in. On a recent Monday, this is what it sounded like.
A.
Four boys are learning the long vowel A by imagining trains and train whistles.
What sound is the long A sound?
A.
And we're pulling that train whistle.
Their classmates in a more advanced group are sounding out a new word.
I don't think I've ever heard that word.
Me either.
Chunk it together. Mid-day. What word?
Midday.
Midday. Okay,
and down the hall, others are building fluency.
Get, water, rain.
Picking their way through whole pages of words.
44 words correct. That's so awesome, CS.
The teachers check each kid's skills weekly and move them to different groups as they progress.
And what did you have to do to move from Mrs. Hammett's room to Mrs. Booth's room?
Work hard
every day, right?
Teacher Shauna Hammett says her techniques come from research indicating kids need explicit help with phonics. They need motivation, and they need a chance to grow.
We're very specific with this is what you have to get to the next group, and they want to get to the next group.
Starting next year, all public schools will have to tell the state education department about the methods they use to catch kids up.
Because, again, the courts are saying you do have to have outcomes.
Molly Baumgartner heads the Senate Education Committee. Lawmakers are under pressure from the state Supreme Court to show they're spending money in a way that will help the tens of thousands of students who are behind in math and reading. That's why, Baumgartner says, lawmakers want to make sure schools are using tried and true techniques.
But it is to really direct that money to what we know through research, through empirical data, actually does help to create those outcomes that we're looking for kids.
The Kansas State Department of Education curates a list of well-researched techniques that schools can pick from.
I like to think of it as if we are trying to do some of the legwork for our educators in our state.
Crystal Davis is one of the people combing through research to figure out what really seems to work. The team posts resources online, fields questions from teachers by phone and email, and travels the state to offer training. Davis says lots of companies throw ideas at teachers about how to teach, but all that glitters is not gold.
There are many vendors that are very comfortable in providing very beautiful materials and extra free bags and books and things like that, but sometimes it's a little shy on the information that it's based on.
Broken Arrow Principal Michael Brewer understands the state's push to base school spending on evidence.
I'm not surprised, and it makes sense in many ways.
Brewer says schools have no time to lose when kids are struggling academically.
If they're behind, we have to make more than 1 year's worth of growth. We need to make a year and a half.
Tell me the sounds in pale. Ayo.
Pale.
Tell me the sounds in tail.
Hammett is hopeful her first grade's approach to reading is working. She says last year they hit their goal, all kids at grade level or higher by the end of the year.
We want to do it again to prove that that group of kids was not unique.
After 30 minutes of small group reading, the teachers situate their kids into three different groups for another 90 minutes of phonics, reading fluency, or reading comprehension. Hammett's phonics students work their way through every word on the whiteboard, even the daunting ones, like explained.
Woo-hoo, Corey, does that make you feel proud?
They do such a great job, she lets the kids pick what to do next. And they decide to sing.
What the fox sing?
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.